Ivan, Ivan Rodriguez, Rodriguez, to 1804. Of course, today is the 30th of August. This is a 20-year-old young man. They own a restaurant in, what's the name of that place? Cold Spring, Texas. Coldspring, Texas. He likes to play volleyball. He's had a history of elbow pain in the past. Was told he had tennis elbow, but this is completely different. This pain goes into the neck, goes into the arm. He also has palpitation when he exercises a lot and feels dizzy. Period. In the paragraph, his father read on the internet that it could be related to cardiac condition and blockages. Even though he's 20 years old, he wants to be checked for above-mentioned issues and problems. Medications, none. COVID immunizations, appetite. Childhood immunizations, appetite. Medical problems. History of asthma as a child. Surgery, none. Social, no smoking, no drinking. He wants to go to law school. He helps his dad run the restaurant. He doesn't use any drugs. He doesn't smoke. He doesn't drink alcohol. Allergy, none. Family history is non-contributory. 192 pounds, no significant change, 100%, 98.1, 20, 73, 145 over 80, heart positive, one positive, two, lungs are clear, abdomen soft, neck rigidity, skin shows no rash, aura mucosa with any lesion. Patient has good range of motion in their right and left elbow. There's no evidence of lateral epicondylitis or pain. There's no numbness, there's no tingling. There's slight decreased range of motion with the extension of the right elbow. Pulses are bilateral, equal. Period. In the paragraph, right arm pain, number two, suspect tendonitis, number three, Decadron 8 milligram. Next one is Mobic, next one is Medrol dose pack. Next number, right arm pain, next one is because of his palpitation. We looked at his echocardiogram, which was within normal limits. Next one is we looked at his carotid artery, that was within normal limits. Next number, leg and arm pain are completely with arm-ish Doppler studies are completely within normal limits. No abnormality were seen. Next number, I explained to him that this is most likely musculoskeletal. I don't see any vascular issues, and for him to take the medication and to follow up with me next week. Next number, I also told him not to play volleyball or any kind of physical activity that involves the elbow, at least for the next 2 weeks. He agrees. Next time, he's had some blood work done recently, so we did not do any blood work at this time period. In the distant past and not so distant past, he's had some nausea, and we made sure that he didn't have any gallstones or any abnormality with his app within the abdomen. Thank you.